This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for solutions for growers on the Central Coast and in the Central Valley. Increase your plant nutrition and crop production. Call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.
.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No. It means I was drunk yesterday. Here's the deal.
Come on.
Ruining that? Are you ruining everything?
Not going to play this game today. If the equipment is not working today, I'm going to have a big problem.
It's going to work.
Okay. What app do you use the most on your phone?
Instagram.
I knew you were going to say that, right? That's the one. Is that the one that you always check first?
Yeah.
Just kind of the go-to app?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it. On average, women spend 71 days a year glued to their phones. And that's more than men. Nearly 2 weeks a year more than men. On average, women spend 13 days more each year on their phones than men do. The average woman uses her phone for 4 hours and 42 minutes each day, compared to 3 hours and 49 minutes for guys. So you're on your phone about an hour more a day than guys.
Yeah, but here's my thought on this. Is typically we're the one running the show. So I'm just going to talk about married couples in general here. I'm just going to talk about, okay?
Oh, you are.
So, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Would you not say Mickey's the one typically running the show in your household, kind of the glue, kind of keeping everything going where everyone needs to be?
Yeah.
What you need to get done?
Well, I mean, that was, yeah.
That was what?
Well, when the kids were younger, that was, yeah.
I
was
and like, now?
Just tell me when I'm supposed to be and when I'm supposed to be there.
And
that
now,
type of deal.
She gives you an allowance. Stop. Of course, she's still running the show. Okay. I digress.
I just want a hug. I just want to snuggle with someone today.
So here's the thing. Yeah. It's like, Jeff, oh, your phone, always in your hand. Like, yes, because, you know, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, the people that were doing the same things we're doing now, grocery list, no, I didn't have my phone in my hand if I were, you know, a woman 10 years ago because I'm writing it down on a list. But now I put it in my phone. My daily planner to make sure where the kids are going all the time. Yeah, I wrote that down in a calendar. It's in my phone now.
Yeah.
Calling people, communicating.
Yeah.
Looking through photo albums, doing my bank. You know what I mean? Like,
your camera.
I'm not calling
your
my camera.
Is your phone. Yeah.
Like, literally everything I need in life to keep my life organized is on my phone. So, yes, I am on my phone constantly. It is constantly in my hand, but I'm constantly doing stuff on it.
Okay.
I grocery shopping. How about that? Last night. I needed to get something for Poppy that she needed. And did I have to run out to the store? Like, okay, I'll be back, guys. 10 minutes. Did I run to the store? No, I did not. Amazon Prime that. Thank you. 2 days. On my phone. Like, I do everything on my phone.
So she didn't need it last night.
She did not need it last night.
Okay.
No.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, you postmated it or something like that. I'm like, they do that?
Okay, but here's the thing, Tom. If she did need it and I couldn't get out, yeah, I can do that now. You can order groceries to your door on your phone.
I get it. I get that.
So I hate when everyone's like, you're always on your phone. Yes, because I'm making our lives run smoothly.
Well, I kind of get that. I do I do think it's like the dirty little secret in life, like email. Before email, like I'm old enough to know that there was a time before email. Like the amount of communicating that you could do in a day was like, it was limited by time you had.
Right.
I have to call Becky today, so I would call Becky.
Yes.
And we'd spend 20 minutes on the phone. And then I need to call Steve, and we'd spend 20 minutes on the phone. Now, 57 people can send you an email at one time. Boom, now I'm having 57 conversations.
And you can do that at any point of the day.
And it's not all good, though, is what I'm saying. It's like you've managed to cram an unlimited amount of stuff to do in a limited amount of time.
No.
Oh,
my
gosh.
We have more hours in the day. Well, this just frees you up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I wish people would realize that. You do more.
Said you have to.
You do more now than you've ever done.
Right.
We as a society, we do more now we go to the actual brink of human capacity. We are on information overload.
Like, if you look at just my calendar today, and I use my calendar as like a to-do list for what I have to do that day.
Your calendar for a calendar? Of course you do.
But like for like a to-do list. It's like I don't, 1 a.m. I'm not really having to do that thing. I use it as a to-do list.
Yeah, I got you.
But that's what keeps me organized. And I'm always looking at this like, okay, what do I need to do next? I mean, yes.
But your favorite app is Instagram. At the end of the day, and after all these
Instagram is it. Yes.
After all these productivity things
Mama's
that you
gotta
use.
Mama's got to have fun too, Tom.
Instagram is your thing. That is, would you even have any idea what is your second most used app?
Probably Facebook.
Really? Still?
Probably. I know, right?
That's interesting. Okay, well.
But I do open Facebook a lot, too. Pinterest.
That's what I was wondering about, Pinterest, so.
Pinterest, Instagram.
If you had to give up Pinterest
my
or
Amazon
Instagram.
My Amazon app.
If you had to give up Pinterest or Instagram.
Oh, Pinterest.
There's no way you'd give up Instagram.
Google image things, I guess.
Yeah.
Suck, but I would do it. No, I'm not giving up Instagram.
Instagram is like, like the LeBron, like the Michael Jordan of apps. You know what I mean? It's like the LeBron James of apps. It's like Instagram. That's our jug pull of the day today. Would you give up Instagram or any other app? It's like Instagram versus every other app. If you had to give up every other app or you had to give up Instagram, what would you do?
Oh, please.
You'd give up every other app, wouldn't you?
Every other app.
Yeah, I know,
goodbye.
Right? Your phone would be one app, Instagram.
Who needs ya?
That's what I thought. All right, that's our jug poll of the day today. Jug poll is brought to you by Farm Supply, your local Western Rare retailer. Shop brands like Wrangler, Cinch, Ariat, Cowgirl.
Did you say Western Rare?
Western Rare?
Western Rare.
Western Rare, medium rare. Your local Western medium rare retailer. Shop brands like Wrangler, Cinch, Ariat, Cowgirl, Tough, Twisted X, and more. It's a jug poll today.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for custom soil and plant analysis, along with compost, gypsum, and other soil and water amendments. For solutions for growers, call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.